This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Episode of the Path Hunters Podcast here again today. Path Hunters Podcast. I hope you guys share you guys with little tidbits that I've learned throughout my life, and that way, in hopes of just helping you grow yourself and move yourself forward, going after your goals and being the best you can be, tapping into your full potential. That's basically what the Path Hunters Podcast has basically shifted for me. I started this podcast back in late 2016. Crazy. I was working a 9-to-5 job, and I was just going to different like entrepreneur meetings and everything. I really loved that about when I was like living in Toronto. Loved every little bit of it, and then that way, after a series of like a events like breakups, I had an abortion, and all these different things kind of shifted in that one year that really brought me to a low, and I just suddenly just was like, you know what? I need to get out. I just can't feel what's going on. Like, I just don't know what's going on. And I just really wanted to kind of take off. And so I found like a lot of like people online that are living the quote unquote digital nomad life, that are just going out to Thailand and living out their lives, building businesses and all that such. And I really wanted to pursue that. I really wanted to live unconventionally and then go and build that. And I did that. I sold everything. And like, I think like early 2017, I took off to Thailand, stayed there for like a couple months. I really loved it. Like, I shaped who I am today. I became like a citizen of the world. I don't think of myself as like one like kind of like person, but like a person like it's just so minuscule in life that like I want to experience everything. It makes me so curious about everything I want to do. But that lesson has really shape-shifted, and then learning and falling and then everything. And then this is basically 4 or 5 years later now, right? So here we are today. I'm back here, and I was working working at a wine store. And then before that, I was building like a drop shipping business and an Amazon FBA. And it was just leaking out money. I was just not happy with that. I was accruing debts, and I was like, you know what? It's time to get up. It's time to go build. It's time to like, you know, take away the ego and then go and do what you gotta do, right? I think a lot of people don't get to that point where, like, you know what, like they keep allowing themselves get kicked in the face, and just kind of letting life hit you hard, and then you stay in that one section, that one place. And I think it's important to go and realize that, you know what, like I need to do something. I need to actively do something. That requires to be present, right? I think that's important. A lot of people usually live a life of either in the future, which creates anxiety, or the past, which quote unquote, in my opinion, would create depression, right? A lot of people think about like all these past things that's happening thing to them, and you know, they failed a number of times, and they basically embody that, right? They embody what failure is. So they think themselves as a failure. I think if that was the case for me, like I would definitely be a failure, because like I failed and everything. Like I made a couple dollars on like Amazon FBA, and that way it just kept leaking out money. And you know what? And it didn't work out. And I was like, you know, was there something wrong with me? But it's actually not the case. As long as you push on, like your past does not dictate your now and then your future, right? If you focus on the now, be very present of what's going on, okay? Like, let's take a moment right now and kind of like look what's around you. Like for me, I have like a coffee like cup in my hand. I have tea, and need some of that right now, but just drinking this down, being very, very present, like taking a look, taking inventory of what's around you, right? Like, what is this going on in this very present moment right now with you? And then now, take that moment and take that energy and think about what can you do in this exact moment to move yourself towards your goal. And whatever your goal is right now, it's could be simplified down a little bit. So for me, right, I really, really, I'm like 31 this year. I really want to build a career, money, right? Money, straight down to it, it's money, right? What do I need? Career. I need to find like something that I love, I truly love. I love sales, actually. I love sales. I love people. Right. During these pandemic times, it's not that great, but I had like, you know what? Like I'll always try side hustles, but I came to the conclusion that I really think I will do well in real estate. I love real estate. I love people. I love, it's so interesting. I love looking at like buildings. I love looking at like architectures. I love all these different things about it. And I was like, you know what, this maybe it, you know, maybe it. So I made the conscious decision to go and build that. I'm studying it, taking the exams, I'm going about that, and then we're going to see how that pans out. But I made that conscious decision right there and then, this moment. It's like, you know what, I need money. What can I do? And what can I do to be flexible? Because like that way it doesn't feel like I'm confining like a 9-to-5 job. I did that, right? I did an insurance agent job, and it's just honestly same routine all the time. But like, I realized that I had a lot of friends in the real estate industry, and I was like asking them a little bit. I was like, you know what, like, that's awesome. Like, what do you like about it? What do you love about it? What do you hate about it? Right. And they say overall, like, it's really rewarding. The pay is good. It's hard work. It's short spurts. Like, there are times that it's straight commission. It's all these different things, right? Basically, you're building yourself a business. It's like business related stuff, right? So I was like, you know what, this is great. This is exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I, nothing but open road for me now. There's nothing holding me back. Like, I was just going out and studying it and taking it and going from there and then going to be the best. And if I fail, I fail. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, the creator of KFC didn't start his business until age 65, right? That's crazy, right? So that it's never too late to go and build something. If you fall, continuously pivot, continuously move on. But I think a lot of people allow themselves to go and feel the pressure of the past and the future, right? Yes, I know the future for me is basically just going and building and then going, eventually just building a family, you know, eventually doing the things I've always loved, traveling a little bit more once allowing, like, you know, travels are available. And so these are the things that comes into mind. These are the things that I want in my life, and what can I do to get there step by step? And today's action is basically sitting down, studying, going through the modules, and then taking the exams, and then going on, moving forward, and then continuing on, right? If you fail, you fail. Like I said, like, it doesn't define you. Like, a lot of people allow that past kind of to dictate who they are and how they run, it runs their future. And you have a lot more power than you think, right? I think that's really important to know and to remember. Yeah. And then so for the people also as well too, like, they're so focused on the future that creates anxiety, right? Like, the future, you know, you're like, you're planning like 10-year goals, 5-year goals and everything like that. I think that's important. I think that's a good thing to kind of like gauge that, but I think it's also important to kind of dial it down a little bit more to the present moment as well too. Like, let's just say, like, what can I do in the next, you know, like, your goals in the next 30 days or 90 days and so on, right? For the rest of the year, and then leave it at that. Yeah, sure. Have a 10-year goal and a 5-year goal, but like, just kind of like stretch it out and kind of look at that and then bring it back and then focus on like the now, the moment. It's like, I need to be fit. I need to get healthy. You know what? Like, because COVID, I gained a little weight. And so let's work out. Let's go out and go for a jog. And so like, these are the moments where you can go out and define yourself. And as you're building it, right? I also, for me personally, I actually take inventory of all the wins that I have, right? I think that's really, really important to remember. Today, like, I'm on like day 53 on 75 hard program. Basically, it requires 2 workouts every single day. One of it has to be outdoors, and I just did my outdoor one, but it was like snowing today. And I was like, you know what? I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyways. But that took building, right? I was building it, and I'm home, and I'm proud of myself for that, because I did go out, and it was like -1 degrees out there, and I was like, you know what, I will do this. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna crush it today and bring in the vibes. And then by the end of the night, I remember that, and I count that as my inventory, as a reference point, right? Because like, as you stack yourself enough winning reference points, you become a winner, right? You embody that. It's the same thing for like when you're in the negative part of it, right? When you go and remember all those like sad times that you failed, like your business or relationship or whatever it is, you literally embody that. You step into that. You allow that kind of thought to like, oh, you know what, like, now because I have a really bad relationship experience, I'm gonna go and like just subconsciously go, you know what, like, I don't think I deserve a good relationship. But it's not the case, right? Retune that, like, learn from it. And a lot of people don't do that, right? I think that's a key thing, right? A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people allow themselves to get like medicated and all that such. I think that's a really like off topic as well too, but like, I think it's like, don't allow that. Just go and then, you know, do your best. Basically, just remember, be present in the moment. A lot of monks meditate for these specific reasons, and then you can learn a lot, right, from that. And so Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, though. I just want to give you guys a little rant of what's going on. You guys want to follow me on, like, you know, Instagram or whatever it is, like, follow me there. I have a bunch of links. I did start a YouTube channel on, like, just basically creating a, like, stock portfolio just to kind of grow and see where I can take things from there on out. Yeah, check it out and then subscribe and everything like that. It would just mean a lot to me. I just really want to share my passions. I really want to share what's going on. I just really, really want to help others as well, to out there, whoever's listening out there in the world. Just share my little thoughts and tidbits that way. If you know, just a little bit. Anyways, guys, hope you guys have a good one. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.